Joining us now, as he does every Friday at this time, ABC Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, we've got the first big award show of the year this weekend, the Golden Globes, and there might be a little bit of a still quarantine-y, COVID-y feel to this year's show.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be. For the first time ever, you're going to have the hosts on two different coasts. So you have Tina Fey in New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles, which split like that usually makes for great comedy timing. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. I mean, the two of them are great. I'm sure they'll figure it out. They've rehearsed and stuff like that, but it's weird. And so we'll have them on opposite coasts. You'll have some of the presenters in person, but from what we understand, all the nominees are going to be at home. And I don't know if they're going to be zooming in, or if they have cameras there, how they're going to accept their awards, how it's going to look, feel, actually go down. So, it'll be, we're still in that kind of pandemic bubble award season thing going on.
So it could either be a train wreck or it could be some really great TV.
Which I think a train wreck would be really good TV, you know, so... That's always something that would be interesting. And the Golden Globe's known for being one of the looser award shows anyway, so it's possible. So you have that, but then also hanging over the show's head is this article from the LA Times from last week, which basically called the Golden Globes organization, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, corrupt. That you can buy a Golden Globe, basically, you know, if you wine and dine the members, the 87 voting members, that they have all kinds of financial problems. Of the 87 members who are actually vote on the Globes, they do not have one black person in the whole organization. So that's hanging over it, and we'll see if that actually makes it into the show. I can guarantee you Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to joke about it because joked about that stuff before, as is Ricky Gervais when he hosted. And we'll see if any of the actual people who win speak out about this organization. Hollywood has long said, you know, that they stand for diversity, and we'll see if they actually speak out when they're getting an award from an organization that doesn't seem to have any.
Yeah, and looking at some of the highlights for what we think we might end up having for the award nominees, it's a lot of shows we've been watching a lot on the streaming services, but not a very diverse, really, kind of list when it comes to Ted Lasso, The Queen's Gambit, The Crown, S Creek, as you like to call it. It's a pretty, pretty generic looking cast of shows.
Sure, if that's what you want to call it, generic is an interesting word for it. For best TV series, musical, or comedy, you have Emily in Paris, which is one of those shows that got called out in this article by the LA Times that said that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was actually flown in a junket to Paris to interview the cast and crew, and then it gets a nomination when it's not really a show that deserves a nomination, according to most critics. You have The Flight Attendant in there, you have The Great, S Creek, and then Ted Lasso. I think Ted Lasso probably has a good shot at winning there, but also S Creek, coming off all those Emmy wins, has a really good shot as well. And then on the drama side of things, The Crown is probably the one that's going to win there, because they've loved that show, and you know, there's not a whole lot of great competition in that category.
Mm. Is this like your Olympics, watching this show, watching any of the awards when we hit award season?
Sure. it's something to cover. Again, the actual newsworthiness and the validity of the Golden Globes has long been in question. Mm. So this show is something that I take with a grain of salt because, you know, we'll report on the winners and tell you what happened. But in terms of the people voting on these awards are, like I said, it's 87 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association who they're not, some of them don't actually even write for publications anymore. They're just, you know, kind of grandfathered in members. So these are people who, they don't work necessarily in the industry, all of them. When you compare, like, say, to the Oscar voting body, that's over 9,000 people who vote for that. This is 87 people. So I don't really put a whole lot of stock in the Golden Globes, but, you know, covering it is kind of fun.
So kind of the awards before the real awards, if you would.
Exactly.
All right. Well, ABC's Jason Nathanson, thanks so much, as always, for joining us here on this Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.